If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
So what are the hidden dangers in your home? We'll take you there and get you out of it safely here over the next few minutes. Dave Wentz is the co-author of a book called The Healthy Home, Simple Truths to Protect Your Family from Hidden Household Dangers. It's published by Vanguard Press. He is also the head of a state-of-the-art manufacturer of nutritional supplements and health products. Well, welcome into the show. Let me ask something before I turn you over to Dr. Mike. We all live in a home or we all live in an apartment or someplace closed in, and we all breathe air. In a general sense, let's talk about the air we breathe and where we live and what problems that presents.
Well, I think it's a problem that most people think that they're safe and sound in their homes when actually the air in their homes is often more toxic than the air outside. And we just recommend the simple thing of opening a window and letting the air out. We always hear the air is dirty outside and toxic, but we're polluting it with our cleaners, our adhesives, our paints, all sorts of things that we collect in our homes that are making our own air more toxic than the air outside.
Okay, so open window 365, 24/7, 365?
whenever you can without freezing or cooking.
Yeah, okay, that's a good idea. Here's Dr. Mike Roizen. Dr. Mike?
David, we should say that you're the son of a very famous scientist who's the co-author on this book, Dr. Myron Wentz, who developed the Epstein-Barr test as well as, I think, started USANA, which is the company that you've developed and broadened and now are CEO of. We'll get into a couple questions about that a little later, but I first want to say I found it a fascinating book. Why did you develop this book? In other words, what was it that caused you to do this?
There were a few reasons. My father, Dr. Wentz, he's gone around lecturing and been able to reach thousands of people through lecturing, but he really wanted to get his message of awareness and avoidance to a larger crowd, and so the book was a way for us to spread that message that he's been talking about for years, helping people just be educated so that they can make the simple decisions that will take care of themselves and their families, and they just don't get that information as easily as and readily as we would like. So we wrote this book, one, to make people aware, and also as a way for us to do some philanthropy and raise some money for charity.
And one of the things you do in this book, and it's a wonderful book, The Healthy Home, is you go through each section of the book, and you were criticized for something that I think is actually a strength. You have these action steps that are in orange color or green color in my book that tell us what to do, and they're wonderful because they give you simple solutions. So I think that's actually a real strength of the book, because once you present a problem, you want to have a solution and something, some action step you can take. And one of the things that I was really surprised about, you went into the bedroom, and in the bedroom you talked about things like bras and pant size. Tell us why you did that. I know obviously why you did it since I read it, but our listeners want to know.
Well, absolutely. That was the requirement with the book, is we weren't going to try and scare people or doomsday. We wanted to let people know that there were challenges out there, but all of them, everything in the book, has a simple solution, an inexpensive solution most of the time, or a solution that even saves money over what they're currently doing and hopefully doesn't hamper or change their lifestyle dramatically. One of the things we notice are the people are wearing tighter, more restrictive clothing, whether that's bras or waistbands or neckties, or their shirt collars. They haven't changed their shirt collar size in years, even though their necks have grown. And that is causing a restriction of the flow of the lymphatic system. For anyone who's had a lymphatic massage, you know it's very delicate pressure on the skin is what is involved there. And when you see those red marks on your skin, it's a sign to you that you are constricting one of your body's immune systems, which is the flow of the lymphatic.
And so one of the things you talk about is not having it. And it's such a key thing, because most people don't realize, but there are two areas that you gain fat in first when you gain weight. One of them is around your neck, and that's one of the reasons fat in the neck is one of the reasons you develop sleep apnea or develop, labored breathing. and the what we call snoring commonly. And the second place is inside the kidney capsule, and that is associated with high blood pressure. And it's one of the reasons you lower your blood pressure so much when you lose a little pound weight. But I didn't realize it had this effect that the tight shirt and the tight necktie to make the shirt fit were occluding the lymphatics, or tight bra does the same thing. So you have a nice section on that. You also, and this is an email from a questioner, talked about frying pans, and the question from the listener is, you talked about air pollution. What should we always have a fan on, exhausting whatever we're cooking, especially with oil? Does oil, when you cook oil too hot, such as I sometimes, this person writes, I sometimes cook the oil so it steams or burns, is that creating air pollution?
Yeah, we a fan, of course, can't hurt, and while you're cooking, it's great to have on. What we found while we were researching was we were more concerned about the chemicals in the pan itself rather than the oils and things that people were cooking. When we found out that the Teflon or the polytetrafluoroethylene was being emitted from that pan and creating fluorine gas, and the fact that manufacturers of those Teflon pans actually had warnings on their websites about not having a small bird in the kitchen because the bird has very delicate lungs and could die due to the fluorine gas being released. That piqued our attention even more than the foods that are cooking and the gases arising from the foods. It was those chemicals that are built into the pan that frightened us the most and caused us to want people to
think non-stick.
Yep,
those are the non-stick frying pans.
Exactly. They're all alternatives, or they're scrubbing the pan, which we seem very adverse to doing these days, but would be a much healthier alternative to the chemicals that are in those non-stick pans.
And we also have a couple of letters, and this actually, they said, he should be able to tell me what I should look for in a supplement bottle. Is there any keys on the plastic, or should supplement bottles always be glass? I think most supplement bottles are plastic. Are there any special plastics they should have?
Yes. In the case of supplements, it's not as big of a concern with plastics. Where we're more concerned about the plastic and type of plastics are with liquids, because the transfer of the chemicals to the liquids is much more readily easily done than in a solid. And so, yes, you'll find all supplements in plastics, and that's pretty much uniform across the board. You're not going to find much different. Glass is better in all cases if you can find it, but that's mainly it comes to liquids. That's why we warn that never let your water bottle sit out in the car and cook and get hot, because those plastics break down even faster with heat and go into your liquids, your waters, whatever it is that you're drinking. And so, or when styrofoam is one of the worst, when you bring home your leftovers, immediately transfer your leftovers from a styrofoam container into a glass bowl or something to put into the fridge, and definitely, definitely never reheat anything in your plastic or styrofoam containers.
Right, because I see a lot of, actually, this is interesting. I'm trying to remember, do they, at work, they reheat coffee, and I think they do it. Do they ever do that in styrofoam, or am I imagining that?
Absolutely. Coffee is in styrofoam, which is probably one of the worst combinations you can have together. But unfortunately, it's one that's been the most functional, but without thought of what's going into your coffee as you put that hot liquid into those styrofoam cups.
Joe?
We'll be back with Dave Wentz. Dave Wentz is the co-author of, as a matter of fact, it's a New York Times bestseller. It's called The Healthy Home. Simple Truths to Protect Your Family from the Hidden Household Dangers. And it's published by Vanguard Press. If you have a comment for our guest, something you may be concerned about in your home, I'm sure Dave has an answer for that. udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. And more with Dr. Mike and Mr. Wentz coming up after this on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dave Wentz, co-author of the book, The Healthy Home, Simple Truths to Protect Your Family from Hidden Household Dangers. He's co-author. It's a New York Times bestseller. And you pick it up at Vanguard Press. Here again, Dr. Mike Roizen. Dr. Mike.
Now, David, you have a famous father. What's it like to grow up with a famous father, and how difficult is life now because of that?
Oh, well, it's definitely interesting. It's been fun because he has always been out there on the cutting edge and pushing the envelope, and it actually created the situation where we decided this book was a way for me to act as his translator. He lectures and he's very scientific and talks at a very high level. And most people walk out saying, I have no idea what he said, but he knows what he's talking about. I can tell because of his passion and understanding of the topic. And so I stepped in after, of course, spending so much time with him to be his translator and to teach, to spread his teachings to in layman's terms and make them simple and make it easy to understand so that everyone could take action and put his wisdom into effect in their own homes.
Well, this question, and I suppose the question then comes, how did you and he meld together in this book? Did he do one part of it and you do another, or did you both work on the same things, or did you edit what he wrote, or how did that work?
For most of the book, it's in my voice because we wanted to keep it simple, and I'm very solution-oriented. He's very into the reasons, the cause and effect. And so we have portions of the book that's in his scientific voice that is talking about all the large chemicals, all the big chemical names for the people who are interested in knowing all those details. But the two-thirds of the book are written by me in my voice, translating what I've learned over the years, sitting down to dinner with him, having him come check out my house, whatever it happens to be. Learned through him over the years and was able to share what I learned in terms of everyone can understand easily.
Now, there's a set of questions on water, and one of them is really interesting. It says, I have a Brita filter, and it filters into what Brita gave us, which is a plastic jug where we store water in this Brita jug in the refrigerator when we don't use it all up on what we prepare immediately. And it keeps it cool. Is that a problem? Is that Brita a plastic jug a problem, and should we pour it into something glass?
Hopefully it's made out of a good plastic. There are different types of plastic, some that are stronger than others or stay intact better than others. Being in the fridge is a nice factor if it's not being heated. Going to glass is just yet another good step. And in this book, we don't talk about going cold turkey or stopping anything. It's about making relative changes, relative improvements. So a 10% improvement here, a 20% improvement there. Going to glass would be a nice step. If it's going to be too much hassle and it's going to stop you from using that filter, don't do it. Use what steps and just try and make small improvements. For the most part, it's probably using a good plastic that is fine in the fridge, holding water. If it was holding other things that are more acidic-type foods, it'd be a concern. If it was in a hot environment, it'd be more of a concern. So it's relatively a small issue, the plastic in the fridge. But if they wanted to move it to a glass container, it couldn't hurt. It'd be another step in the right direction once again. And it's just those little baby steps along the way that just help reduce more and more of the toxins that people find. And the 10% change day after day, year after year, adds up in a lifetime, especially for our children who have a lot more days, a lot more toxic days ahead of them than we do.
There are set more interesting questions about beverage. So here is one about, should I routinely purify water with a filter? I used to live in New York, and the water tasted, New York City, and the water tasted great. I now live in Tampa. We have a radio station that carries us in Tampa, Dave. And by the way, I should tell people what we're talking about, The Healthy Home, a book by Dr. Myron and Dave Wentz, W-E-N-T-Z. The website to get it, it is on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. I check those out. But it's thehealthyhomebook.com. You can get it that way. And there are a set of questions on water and water purification. Is it better to eat water to get the minerals without being purified? Should I purify all the water? And what about the water in water bottles? It seems to me a lot of that is on trucks and in grocery stores where it may get hot.
Yeah, absolutely. Water is water is so critical. And the more we drink, the more we may be polluting or poisoning ourselves. The best route, of course, is an RO, a reverse osmosis system. If you can get one of those under your kitchen sink for a few $100s, that is a fantastic route to go. There are small home distillers that work as well that you can use for the most critical water, the water that you're drinking and the water you're cooking with. And then you work your way down to the filters that we talked about earlier, or bottled water. And with bottled water, it's good to look for filtered water more than the other spring waters, et cetera, because there aren't a lot of regulations when it comes to bottled water, and people think that bottled water is different than tap water. In many cases, it is not. And so it's tough with bottled water to distinguish which ones are the good ones and which ones are just tap water in a bottle. But taking care of your bottled water, not letting it in the car get heated and the plastic get destroyed is one. Or you don't use water bottles over and over, those cheap plastic water bottles. Try to use a stainless steel or other type of water bottle for your carrying around or having water in all the time. Take small steps from what you're doing currently just to make those small improvements over time. It's hard for people to completely turn around what they've been doing for their whole lives, but just look for a way to make a small improvement from where you stand currently.
And we're going to not have a Real Age Tip of the Week this segment because this is so fascinating because we got so many questions. Here's another question that's a really interesting one, and I would tell him not to have any of it, but we can't do that. He said, I'm addicted to Diet Coke. Should I get it in aluminum cans or plastic bottles? carrying the glass home is just too heavy, and it isn't in the right sizes.
Yeah, there's no good, real good answer there other than to stop with the Diet Coke, or at least reduce by 10%. Reduce how much Diet Coke by 20% that you're drinking. Unfortunately, the cans are lined by plastics, and the bottles are plastic as well. So there's no real win there, along with the fact that it's an acidic drink, which breaks down materials. So reduce your Diet Coke by 20%, and you'll be making a huge step forward.
Can we say what to do with V8 juice? Someone says the same type of question with V8 juice. That's a very acidic substance.
Yep, it's an acidic substance. So it's something where you're going to get some over time. So try and either consume it quickly or transfer it to another container. Don't let it get to the bottle, get abused, scratched, heated, things like that. Just whatever small steps you can take. Drinking the V8, at least you're getting those veggies in you, and so that's a step in the right direction.
David, thank you. Joe?
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. Thanks for listening. This is Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.